The Hidden World of Prop Firms, Separating Fact from Fiction by Aidan Gray. It was a sweltering summer afternoon in Sedona, Arizona, where I sat comfortably in my air-conditioned loft surfing the web when I stumbled upon it, the digital mirage that promised to quench my thirst for financial freedom. Get funded. Trade our money. $150,000 account, the banner had proclaimed, flashing across my screen like a neon sign in a dark alley. My heart skipped a beat. I could almost taste the success. It was intoxicating. In the high-stakes world of trading, proprietary trading firms, or prop firms, offer a unique opportunity for traders to amplify their gains. However, not all prop firms are created equal. As the trading landscape evolves, distinguishing between legitimate and fraudulent prop firms has never been more crucial. In this article, I want to guide you through the maze of real and fake prop firms, helping you make informed decisions that could save you from financial pitfalls and lead you toward genuine opportunities. As I clicked through, I found myself in the labyrinthine corridors of their flashy website. The Combine, they called it, a vetting process that promised to turn me into a trading prodigy. I felt a surge of adrenaline. This was my golden ticket. But as I read the fine print, a nagging doubt crept in. Why did I have to pay to prove my worth? I brushed it aside, attributing it to nerves. Little did I know, I was stepping into a carnival game rigged against me. Real prop firms. Characteristics. Real prop firms are institutional trading companies that hire traders to trade the firm's capital. Unlike brokerage accounts where you trade your own money, prop firms provide you with a large pool of capital to trade with, amplifying your potential gains and losses. The emotional whirlpool. Days turned into weeks and the combine became my obsession. Each trade was a roll of the dice, and each loss was a stab at my ego. The emotional toll was unquantifiable. I felt like a moth drawn to a flame, unable to break free. And then came the vultures offering me exclusive courses to improve my skills. $1,000 here, another $1,000 there. Learn from us, they said. We'll teach you how to pass the combine, they promised. Months later, what did I have to show for it? A bruised ego and a lighter wallet. A reputable prop firm selection process. Securing a position at a reputable prop trading firm mirrors the rigor of a job application in a highly competitive industry. The selection process is multifaceted, involving an initial application, several rounds of interviews, and rigorous trading simulations under the watchful eye of your potential financial partner. These steps are designed to meticulously assess a candidate's trading acumen, strategic thinking, and risk management skills, demonstrating a proven trading history. A prerequisite for consideration is a verifiable track record of successful real money trading. This history serves as your professional portfolio, highlighting your proficiency in trading and your ability to manage risks effectively. Entering a legitimate prop firm is challenging and demands exceptional analytical and mathematical prowess. In order to ensure a good cultural and team fit, the journey typically starts with thorough interviews. Financial commitments, infusing personal capital. Once accepted, you're generally expected to infuse a certain amount of your own capital, often upwards of $100,000. This serves as both your commitment and a risk buffer for the firm. Profit sharing models. In return for your investment and skills, the firm allocates a large trading account to you, often exceeding $1 million. As payment, you keep a significant portion of the profits, usually around 50% in the beginning, which can increase to as much as 70% with time, experience, and tenure. Risks and rewards. The catch? If you lose the amount you initially brought to the firm, you're out. It's a high-risk, high-reward environment that filters out those who can't withstand the pressures of institutional trading. The harsh realization. It took far longer than it should have for the harsh truth to dawn on me. The combine was not designed for me to win. It was designed for me to fail. In this game, the odds were always in the house's favor, and I, unwittingly, played the part of the naive carnival goer, seduced by the false promise of easy riches. This realization hit me hard, like a sudden, unexpected blow. Feelings of betrayal, exploitation, and embarrassment washed over me. Deep down, I always sensed this bitter truth, yet I chose to ignore it, clinging to the hope that it was all real. Fake prop firms. Characteristics. Fake prop firms often masquerade as legitimate trading companies but lack the stringent entry requirements and risk management protocols that real prop firms have. They often lure in traders with promises of free money and easy entry, offering upwards of 90% payouts, where legitimate prop firms are closer to 50%. These firms advertise aggressively, inviting everyone and anyone to try their hand at trading. Their message is clear: come on in, we'll fund your account, free money for everyone. But as the saying goes, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, has never been more true than in the financial industry. The Carnival Combine is a vetting process. Many fake prop firms use what they call a combine, or some other term they've coined to indicate a testing period, as a way of vetting potential traders. However, this combine is more akin to a rigged carnival game than a legitimate vetting process. They charge you for the privilege of proving yourself, while the game is designed for you to lose. Hidden costs: software, data, and education subscriptions. Beyond the carnival fees, these firms often require you to subscribe to their trading software, data feeds, and even educational courses. I once met a trader who spent $30,000 on such education, only to find himself back at square one, no funded account. The difficulty of maintaining a funded account. Even if you miraculously pass their combine, maintaining the funded account is another uphill battle. The rules are stringent, and failure to comply results in losing your funded status. The Carnival Combine: how fake prop firms rig the game. Just like a carnival game at your local fairgrounds, they've been designed for you to lose. Fake prop firms set up their combines with nearly impossible criteria. The goal isn't to find successful traders, it's to keep you paying for the opportunity to prove yourself through education and subscription services. The psychological tactics used to lure traders. These firms are masters of psychological manipulation. They parade the rare success stories to give you the illusion that you, too, could be one of them. But remember, these are the exceptions, not the rule. Just like in your local community traveling carnival, generally speaking, the few people you do see walking around the fairgrounds holding a giant panda are usually plants. They're there to give you the illusion that someone's winning these games. So in your mind, you think, why not me? The real business model of fake prop firms. The primary revenue for these firms isn't from successful trading. It's from the endless stream of hopeful traders paying for combines, software, and educational courses. In essence, they're not in the trading business. They're in the business of selling dreams while offering large affiliate commissions to any would-be YouTube influencer to peddle their story. Digital learning resources. In today's digital era, aspiring traders are uniquely positioned to gain invaluable knowledge, not only through the vast resources available online, but also via classes at local community colleges. Platforms like YouTube offer a treasure trove of free trading knowledge, ranging from the basics to advanced strategies. These online resources, combined with structured coursework, can provide a comprehensive and multifaceted education in trading. Alongside this, finding a reputable brokerage firm with robust trading platforms and connecting with experienced mentors and trading communities becomes more accessible. This blend of digital learning, formal education, and professional guidance requires minimal initial investment, making the path to trading success more attainable and less daunting than ever before. The road not taken. In hindsight, I wish I had taken the tried and true path of opening a traditional trading account. No gimmicks, no false promises, just me, my skills, and the market. It's a sobering thought that had I invested that $10,000 in a legitimate account, I would have had the freedom to trade on my own terms without the circus overlord scrutinizing my every trade. Red flags for identifying fake prop firms. Number 1. No requirement for a real money trading track record. The first glaring discrepancy between real and fake prop firms is the absence of stringent entry requirements. Legitimate proprietary trading firms hold prospective traders to an elevated standard, requiring a verifiable trading history that involves real money. This due diligence serves as an effective filter to identify individuals who have not only theoretical understanding but also practical experience in navigating the complexities of financial markets. On the other hand, fake prop firms do not emphasize or even require a trading track record involving real money. The absence of this requirement should be an immediate red flag because it indicates that these firms are more interested in garnering fees than in investing in skilled traders. Number 2. Upfront fees for assessments. Unlike genuine prop firms where you'd never have to pay to be interviewed, fake prop firms are notorious for charging upfront fees for assessment programs. These so-called assessments claim to evaluate your trading skills but are generally structured in a way that doesn't genuinely assess your potential as a trader. Instead, they serve as another income source for the masquerading firm. This upfront fee is antithetical to the practices of legitimate firms, where the vetting process costs nothing for the prospective trader. These assessments are usually designed with stringent or unrealistic conditions that are difficult to meet, ensuring that most applicants will fail. So, even as participants expend time, effort, and money, the firm continues to rake in profits not from successful trading, but from the ever-revolving door of hopeful candidates. The tried-and-true method: private accounts, the benefits of trading in a private account. If you're looking to build a trading career, in my opinion, the best path is the tried-and-true method of trading your own private account. This allows you to gain real-world experience without the smoke, mirrors, and ridiculous rules of fake prop firms. Gain experience and grow your own money. By trading in your own account, you can develop your strategies, learn risk management, and grow your capital at your own pace. There are plenty of reputable trading firms and platforms that offer robust tools and resources to help you succeed. This also builds your resume for the day you truly do want to join a legitimate prop firm. A lesson hard learned. If there's one thing I want you to take away from my cautionary tale, it's this: do your due diligence. There are plenty of reputable trading firms and platforms that offer robust tools and resources to help you succeed. Don't be swayed by the allure of quick riches and shortcuts. In the world of trading, there are no free lunches, only costly lessons. Knowledge is power. Whether you're considering joining a prop firm or trading on your own, it's crucial to do your due diligence. Don't fall for the allure of easy money and lofty promises. Remember, in trading, as in life, there are no shortcuts to success.
Aiden Gray is an avid full-time trader living in Sedona, Arizona. He specializes in day trading futures and invests in the stock market with options. Aiden is a member of Lan Turner's President's Club and a contributing writer to Pitt News Magazine.